In an ag industry that is dominated by older men, 25-year-old Megan Murphy is hard at work, not just demonstrating her company's top product, something called the Dead Blow Hammer, but she's also challenging stereotypes in agriculture, manufacturing, and entrepreneurship. She's the president of Hammerworks Manufacturing in Visalia.
It doesn't matter whether or not a woman is normally in that business, you can learn it and you can take over it.
Murphy's one of many young Valley entrepreneurs who are taking advantage of the post-recession economic recovery. She claims the shiny silver sledgehammer that her father prototyped in his youth doesn't damage what it hits, create sparks, or vibrate. She demonstrated the hammer at the 2014 World Ag Expo in Tulare.
So we got no rolled threads, no part of it's damaged, a little bit of the rust and the dirt's taken off of it, but it's otherwise completely unharmed.
For the second year in a row, her brand was in the top 10 new products list at the expo. Murphy's company is just one example of the Valley's growing base of entrepreneurs. Timothy Stearns is the director of the Lyle Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship at Fresno State. He says the United States has seen a surge in new business activity growing from 9% in 2012 to 13% last year.
Part of it is that we are coming out of the Great Recession, and the time to be an entrepreneur is when you're coming out, not when you're going in. This is the opportunity to kind of what I call catch the wave.
And that's the wave Murphy says she is riding. Her father came up with the idea for the hammer in the early 1970s. 2 years ago, Murphy decided to take on the business of marketing and manufacturing the hammer. Murphy says the hammer helps customers save money on parts.
We have a lot of people, especially in the ag industry, when they have to drive out pins in tractors and things like that, they mushroom it. If it's a $160 pin, it's completely damaged.
An average dead blow hammer sells for $110, which she says is a steal because competitors' hammers run around $140. But price isn't the only draw. Murphy says local consumers like that the hammer is a total Valley product, designed, engineered, and manufactured in Central California. Professor Stearns with Fresno State agrees.
I think more people are looking for local products. I think that's a national trend. That's not just here in the Valley. People are becoming a little bit more concerned about that. Whether it's right or wrong, they are. But when I say it's Tim's Flour and it's made here in Madera, and people go, oh, okay, well, that's local. And I feel good, and if there is a problem, I can go and see it being milled and so forth.
Stern says that changes in the economy are also driving more and more young people to pursue a career where they are their own boss, instead of landing a job in the corporate world.
Students recognize that the way or the career path that was probably more aligned to what their parents had experienced, that is, you go to college, you get the degree becomes a token to get a job. When you get to the job, they groom and shape you, and then you migrate up the ladder. That just doesn't exist anymore.
And that's why Megan Murphy decided to take on her father's invention and turn it into a business. She says she likes being her own boss, but says that working as a young woman in the ag and manufacturing world isn't always easy. When buyers ask for the company's president, this is the response she usually receives.
They go, what? They never really believe that it's you for a second, and especially because I'm so young. They'll walk up to my mom or my dad, you know, and they almost want to question whether or not you're going to know what you're talking about and whether or not you're really going to understand this industry. So it's really nice when you can kind of show them up and you do know a lot about it, you know, and you do run a business and you are here.
She says she draws inspiration from her mother, Cheryl, who owns California Smog and Discount Muffler in Visalia.
About 13 years ago, when I was in the seventh grade, she and my stepdad opened a automotive repair shop, and she pretty much stepped in and ran it.
Cheryl says she is glad she's witnessing a shift in the roles of women in the working world.
It's basically been a man's world for so long, but women are starting to get into all industries. You know, not really starting, they are.
Murphy says she's not alone in her efforts.
I think it's something that's starting to pick up. A lot of more women are starting to get into this industry. I mean, I'm sure it's a lot of wives and daughters just like me, you know, that are, they've seen it for so long, they know they can step into it.
Back at Fresno State, Stern says that Murphy's success is just one example of the economic recovery underway in the Valley. He compares this recovery with the one in the mid-90s.
We'll be looking back 5 years from now and going, look at all the companies who started in 2014 and look how well they're thriving.
And it's opportunities that Megan Murphy is on the prowl for. She hopes that by attending trade shows like the World Ag Expo, her company's products will gain attention and become a staple nationwide. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.